Good afternoon. Good
Love
morning.
Hope Radio.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you are in the world, you're through to the Spirits with Soul radio show with Wayne and Sue. Although I'm having trouble getting hold of Sue at the moment, her Skype seems to be playing up. So as soon as I get hold of her, then we will be talking to her as well. So I've already got some callers on the air. On the line waiting, so we will get you on live on air as soon as we can. So today we're talking about passing it forward, just doing a good deed for somebody, really. And Sue's got a fantastic story that I'm going to let her tell you as soon as we can get her, say, live on air. But at the moment, so you've just got me, unfortunately. Sorry about that, people, but we'll go with what we can. So, passing it forward. I like to pass it forward by doing charity events, which I've got one coming up next week, I think it is, or the week after, I'm not quite sure. So, I like to do it that way, and I give my time free of charge and do it that way. So, and give readings and help people in whichever way I can. I don't always charge for readings as well. If the person is desperate and they really need it and they can't afford it, then obviously then I'll pass it forward by giving them the help that they need, as and when they need it. But what are your experiences of passing it forward? We'd like to know. Like I said, I'm trying to get hold of Sue, so as soon as I can get her online, then I will get her online for you so that we can both talk to you and see how it goes. So I will start off by telling you about some of the charity work that I do, and see about, so while I'm trying to contact Sue, sorry, this is what sounds a bit weird, but it's how it goes, live computers and things like that. Anyway, so the charity work that I do functions for charities. I turn up and do demonstrations of clairvoyance and mediumship, or I'll do one-to-one readings, whichever they want, really, whatever they want to book me for. And then I also like to help people. I mean, I teach spiritual guidance and things like that anyway. So I always pass it forward in that way. People tell me that, you know, I'm good at what I do, which is fantastic. But proof is in the pudding as far as I'm concerned. You're only as good as the last person that you've seen. Sometimes we have days where we can't connect and we just have to carry on and do it as we do it. But so having said that, the charity stuff that I do, I absolutely love doing it because it just helps people. I do Reiki, and I don't always charge for that as well. So if somebody needs healing, I do that. I always send out absent healing, and I have a healing book that's all got Reiki symbols and everything in. So as soon as I write the name in there, then obviously people will receive the healing. So that's how I pass it forward. Like I said, I also pass it forward on a daily basis, just by helping people. If I see somebody walking down the street and they're struggling with their shopping or anything, and you know, if they drop something, then I'll go over and I'll pick it up and help them in whichever way I can. I don't often pick up hitchhikers anymore, because there's been a few cases over the years where that's not been good. But I used to hitchhike everywhere. When I didn't have a car, so, you know, I'm always grateful for those people that stopped and gave me a ride. But I do like to pick up, that sounds really bad, doesn't it, pick up people, but while I'm driving along. But, you know, if there's somebody that really needs a lift, then I'll give them a lift. Sue, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear
Sue?
Me?
Sue, yes, I can, finally. Hello, everybody. Sue's arrived. Yeah. I'm talking about passing it forward. I'm jabbering about all sorts of stuff, waiting for you to come online, because I know you've got a fantastic story. And I've just been talking about the work that I do, and I was actually just talking about giving hitchhikers a lift. Sometimes just passing it forward that way, because I used to hitchhike all the time. And when you're stood on the side of the road and it's freezing cold and you've got your thumb out and 20 cars pass you and then the next one passes you and they go to slow down and then they just speed off because they think it's funny, but then eventually someone stops. So how do you pass it forward, Sue?
Well, many years ago, I used to hitchhike as well, but I wouldn't recommend it to anybody now.
No, no. As I said, these days it's completely different.
But. Yeah, definitely not, no. But my story from this morning...
Yeah, go for it. I told him you got a good one.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm still a bit sort of shocked by it, to be honest. This morning I had a reading with, I was doing a reading rather with a gentleman, and as he came in, my daughter phoned me. This is before the reading started, so I said, do you mind if I take this call? He said, no. My daughter's dog has got a problem with her ear, and her ear keeps filling up with blood, so she's had to go into have surgery done today to empty it and to stitch it back and so on. And you know, we just started talking about animals, and he said he loves animals and so on. And anyway, at the end of the reading, he said to me, do you charge, you know, a specific amount? Do you charge an hour? Do you, you know, take donations, whatever? So I told him the cost of the reading, and he put the money down and he said, this is for you. And then he took another £20 note out and put that down, and then another, and another, and another, and another. So he put £100 down in front of me. And I'm sitting there looking at him, and he said, that's for the dog.
How cool is that?
And I was like, I'm sorry? And he said, that's to put towards their operation.
See, that's just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't get many people that do that.
No, I was so gobsmacked. I didn't know what to say. And it was like, I mean, what can you say, but other than, no, I did say to him, no, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. And he said, yes, I do. Yes, yeah. I do. He said, I can't do it to a lot of people, but he said, and I'm going to big myself up now, he said, that was a really good reading, thank you very much, and I just want to give you something towards the dog's health.
See, that's amazing. You don't get many of those to the pound, my love, not this day and age.
No, tell me about it.
That's fantastic.
Well,
so then how are you then going to pass it forward? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to give it to my daughter, obviously, to, you know, pay for the operation.
Yeah.
And I should imagine that she will be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So I like paying it forward and helping people and things like that.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's about, because we both do charity events and things, don't we?
You do.
Where we like to pay it forward in that way. Demonstrations, readings, whatever people ask us for. So that's quite cool. I love paying it forward. I've been fortunate in my life to be given the gift that I have, and I use it. Obviously, I have to live and things like that, but I do use it when people need it. If somebody wants it, it's like today. I mean, we don't get paid for doing a radio show, do we? We're just here to help others and you know, and give it pay it forward in that way as well. So and it costs us to run the radio show, but we love it because that's another way that we like to pay it forward for all those people around the world, because we are global, that we can help people in whichever way, shape or form that they need it. Sometimes we have to do it a bit quick because it's getting towards the end of the show, but we do try, don't we? Try to get as many people as we can.
We're going to try and get a few more in today, aren't
we? Yeah, we are. Yes, absolutely. So, having said that, like I said, if you have a story about paying it forward, we would love to hear from you. We also have the chat room. Now, the chat room is live, so again, I can talk to you in there. You can ask questions in the chat room as well, and we can answer them on air. Or if you need to, then obviously you can private message me on through the chat room as well, and both Sue and I will be able to help you with whatever questions that you have. If you want specific answers, then we can do that. If you're just quite happy to let us try and see who comes through and help you in whichever way, then obviously we both like to do that as well. So, what do you want to do, Sue? Do you want to tell them how they can contact you?
Ah, okay. Yes, it's been a while since we've done this, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
We're back now. We've had holidays and illnesses and we're all good.
You can actually reach me on Facebook under the name of Sue Breen, okay? And I do have a business page on there, which is the Clairvoyant Medium page. But you can also contact me on my website, which is www.theclairvoyantmedium.com, or one word, okay? I do one-to-one readings, I do Skype, I do telephone readings, group readings, demos. I do some past life regression also. I don't do the cards, I link direct to spirit. And of course we do the radio show too.
We do, we love the radio show. Now we're back, we're going to get bigger and better. Anyway, you can contact me. Thank you for your information and your doo-doos. I love it when you say doo-doo. It's just
doo-doos.
I just have a little laugh to myself, so because I think of Friends and Chandler.
I
think of Friends and Chandler going for the interview. It just cracks me up when it's talking about doo-doos. It's just hilarious. Anyway, so you can contact me again through Facebook, Wayne Marriott, or my Facebook page, The Open Circle. My website is www.theopencircle.co.uk. You can contact me via there as well. I do telephone readings, Skype readings, one-to-ones, groups. I do workshops and things like that as well. I also do past life, although I don't do regression. I do it through meditation, which is quite cool. But Sue's going to do me a past life regression one day, and I'm going to do something to her. I'm not quite sure yet, because she hasn't asked what she wants in return. But that would be quite cool. Something quite good. So you can contact us in various different ways. And again, through Blog Talk. You can add us as favourites on Blog Talk, so you'll always know when we're coming on air. And because you'll get little messages about that. So if you're on Blog Talk and you have an account, then obviously if you favourite us or like us or whatever it is you do on this website, I'm not quite sure. I do most of the technical stuff, but I don't know all of it. Then obviously you can do that, and then you can message us as well, I think, through Blog Talk, so that, you know, we always know when you're around and you'll know when we're around as well. So let's go to a quick song, and then we're going to go straight to the phone lines. And our first caller is Tom from Northern Maine, and we'll talk to Tom after this song. Now, I'm thinking, I don't know where Alabama is, but I like the song. So I've got to say this right, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think that's what it is. And it's Sweet Home Alabama.
One, two, three.
Singing songs about
I love that song, Sweet Home Alabama. I've not been to Alabama, but I hear it's quite nice, and I like the song anyway. So I had my mic on mute, thankfully, so that people didn't hear me singing that, because I was singing along, and I'd frighten a few people with my voice, especially as it is at the moment. I'm a bit croaky, people, can you hear? So I'm still getting over bits and pieces. So, our first caller of the day, Sue, shall we go and say hello to Tom in Northern Maine?
I think so.
Cool. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. I'm sure you have a lovely voice. You should let us hear you sing.
Oh, absolutely not. Not when I've got a blocked up nose, Tom.
Okay.
And a bit of a croaky voice. It wouldn't have sounded very good.
So,
Tom, Sue's here with us. She wasn't here with us when I was talking to you a little earlier. But,
I'm here. Hi, Tom.
So, how can we help you today, Tom? Have you got any stories about passing it forward?
I'd like a message from Spirit. Maybe if you can connect with one of my relatives or ancestors would be fine. But whoever wants to step up for me.
Okay. Is there anything specific that you need any answers to or anything like that, Tom? Or you just want whatever they give you?
Whatever they give me, any message at all.
Okay, Tom. We'll see what we can do. Sue, are you picking up anything or anyone for Tom at the moment?
I want to ask you, Tom, is there somebody specific that you would like to come forward?
Just a family member would be fine.
Nobody particular?
No one particular.
Okay.
A stepdad, my father, anybody.
Okay, I was going to say to you that I've got a gentleman that is stepping forward here, and I do feel that as this gentleman comes forward, he's very much on a father level, okay? I know that with this gentleman, before he passed the spirit, that he was quite unwell before he passed. All right.
Okay.
He's making me look up to him. So I feel that he was, I don't feel that he was over 6 foot, but I do feel that he was possibly about 5'9", 5'10". Would you understand that?
Yes. I know who that is.
Okay. I've got to say to you that I feel that this gentleman, you know, was quite a solid man, but I do feel before he passed the spirit side that he'd actually lost quite a lot of weight, all right?
Yes.
I know
that
he was very, very unwell, all right? I've got to say to you as well that I feel that there was either I don't know whether it's him or whether it is somebody else that's stepping in with him. I know that somebody connected had a stroke either during life or at the end of their life.
Okay, I follow that.
You understand that, yeah?
Yes, right. I do.
I know this gentleman wore glasses in life because he's putting glasses on me. So whether he actually wore them full time or whether he wore them just for reading or for close-up things, working-wise, and I know that he was a very knowledgeable gentleman. He's showing me actually a newspaper here. So I feel that he was very much in the news and would understand what's going on in the world. All right?
Yes.
As he comes forward, he's telling me that there are changes that's been taking place around you. I want to say to you, I keep being given the word redundant. So I feel as if somebody connected or linked to you has either been made redundant from a work situation or is looking for either a part-time job or is something to do with finance. Would you understand this, please?
Yes, that's me. Yes.
Oh, bless you. Okay. Right. Well, then I want to say to you that I do feel that there is something that's coming in around you. He's putting tools in your hands, sweet. Would you understand tools? I'm talking like spanners and screwdrivers and
yes,
things like that. Thank you.
Definitely, okay. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. I want to say to you, lovely, that I do feel that there is going to be somebody that's going to come forward and will either point you in the right direction or will give you the number of a company or a small business that's going to be looking for somebody that works as you do, right?
Okay.
I want to say that I feel that this is going to be around March time, okay? But I do feel it's going to be just up your street, to be honest. I do feel it's going to be, you know, right for you.
Good.
Okay. Who's moving around you, sweetie? Somebody's moving around you.
A close friend of ours.
Right.
They're on the go.
Right. Okay, because I feel that there's been a lot of umming and ahhing that's been going on. You know, shall we, shan't we, shall we, shan't we, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And but I do feel that wherever they're going, it's going to be good for them and it will be a good start for them. I want to say
good.
To you as well that I feel with you, I do feel for the last 2 or 3 years, things have been very up and down for you and a little bit rocky. Okay, but he's saying to me that there is a change that is coming forward and there is doors of opportunity that's going to be opening for you, all right? Where does the bird come in as well, please? I've got a bird in a cage.
But that's my mom. She has 2 birds.
Okay.
And she keeps them in cages, yes.
Okay. Mum's still here, though, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. I know that I've got a lady that's coming forward and she feels very much as on a mother level. But I've got to say that I feel it's a grandmother that's coming in.
Yes. She comes
she's
often.
Blowing. Yes, she's blowing you kisses. She's blowing you kisses, sweet. She's sending an awful lot of love to you. This lady, I want to say to you that I feel that this lady was possibly about 5'5".
Yeah.
Okay, I don't feel that she was tall. I do feel that she carried a few extra pounds in life. Okay, she wasn't huge, she was cuddly, right? But I've got to say to you that I do feel with her, I've got something to do with breathing here as well. So, because she's taking my breath away here. So I don't know whether she passed with a breathing condition or an emphysema or something similar to that. But I know that
exactly.
I've got a chest condition.
Yes,
what
she did.
Thank you.
She passed from emphysema.
Thank you. Bless her. Okay. All right. From the other side, sweet, they're just sending you a lot of love and they're telling me that you need to be, just carry on walking down the road that you're walking. Do what you're doing, all right? Because it is going to turn around for you. There are going to be changes that are going to be taking place. And I know that they're going to be very, very good changes that are coming in for you. I want to say to you, Tom, that by the time you reach September, there's going to be changes that have taken place and you'll look back on this side of, you know, where you are now and it will be totally different. All right?
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweet. You are very, very welcome. Just one last thing. I've got another gentleman that's coming forward here. Who passed with a cancer condition, please?
Cancer. That would have been Joe.
Right. Okay. I want to say that I feel that this gentleman passed before his time.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. What he's saying to me, though, is that he's okay. He's fine. He's fine. All right? He's saying to me that there are tears that are still being shed. He's also talking about leaving 5 people behind. 5 people.
5, yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, three children and my, four children and my mother.
Thank you. He wants to leave his love with you, sweet, but can you just let them know that he is still around them?
I will.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to leave their love with you now, lovely. I'd like to spend more time with you, but because we've got other people that are calling in and, you know, it's sort of difficult to spend too much time with one person. But I hope
understand. That, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
I hope
much.
The message that you got today was helpful to you. Okay.
Yes, it was. Bless you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Bless you.
Bye-bye now.
Cool. Thank you very much for your call, Tom. That was amazing, Miss Breen.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
And, thank you very much for your call.
Hey, it's the Marriott.
We hope that that helps. And see, this is why we love doing what we do, because we want to help people and pass it forward, because we've been given a gift and we work at it, which is what we have to do. So that was really cool. I kept getting pains in my stomach when he was doing that. I don't know if I need to run to the toilet, or I think no, it's gone now, so we're all right.
That's good.
So whoever you was connecting with was trying to, I don't know if they were trying to connect with me as well, or they was just giving me something, but I was getting really awful pains in my stomach about that. So I don't know, I think it might have been more nerves than anything else. So I'm not quite sure. But anyway. So, should we go to our next caller?
Yes,
yeah. Final. We've got Dee. She's also from Maine. So let's say hello to Dee. Hello, Dee.
Hello.
How are you?
I think that person got for that last caller might have been someone I know who died from cancer very young. He was 28 years old, and he left five people behind.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Okay.
Thank you for that, Dee.
Yes.
So you might know Tom then?
Yes, I might know him.
Okay. Well, that's really good. Because when I spoke to you earlier, when you said you was from Maine, I thought, oh, that's another one from Maine. Because, say, Tom's from Maine. He said he's from northern Maine. Are you in northern Maine, or are you just normal Maine? Or whereabouts are you, Dee?
I'm in central Maine.
Oh, right. Cool. So I don't know how big Maine is. So I know it's up north of Boston, isn't it? So...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
very north.
Yeah, I know whereabouts it is. I've not been there. I hear it's amazing, and one of my favourite writers of all time, Stephen King, comes from Maine. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I know where it is, but like I say, as yet I've not managed to be able to get there. So, how can we help you today, Dee?
Well, my question is, will I be able to move out of Maine?
As soon as you started saying that, I got definite yes. And so I want to say that you'll be moving this year. I want to say there's paperwork and things that need to be organised first, though. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say, I don't know who's with me, but I've got somebody that's laughing with me at the moment. My stomach's gone funny again, but so it might just be me, but... I've definitely got somebody here that's laughing, and they're saying, are you dragging your heels on the paperwork?
No, actually, I'm waiting on an inheritance.
Right, okay. Is it dragging out, then? Because it feels like there's
yes.
something or something, something's being dragged out.
Yes,
so, and I want,
being dragged
and it feels
out.
Like, yeah, there's somebody that's involved with that, though, isn't there? Because I'm being told that somebody's
yes.
involved with dragging their heels on this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also being I'm being given an expression to give them a bit of a kick. Would you understand
okay.
that? It feels like
yes.
they need a bit of a push. I'm not going to use the full expression that I was given, but they need a kick in the behind. There, I'll say it in that way. There you go. That's a nice way to say it. Yeah, they need a little push. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I've got a lady that's here with me, and I feel that she's on mother's side. She is drawing quite close, so I do know that if this isn't mother, then this will be grandmother. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, they both passed.
Okay, cool. did one of them pass with something wrong with the stomach, please, or did they have stomach problems before they passed? Because my stomach is churning gone out of fashion. Okay,
yes,
good.
My mother.
Right, okay, excellent. I also, there's somebody also that would have had cancer as well, please. I've just had somebody else step forward and shout at me. Tell them the one that died with cancer is here as well. Would you understand that?
Well, my father had cancer, but he didn't die from it.
I just had somebody shout out, tell them the one who had cancer's here. So I'm sorry if I made the connection that they died from that. But I do know that I've got somebody here that had cancer. Okay.
That was my friend.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, just bear with me. I'll explain to everybody that's listening at the moment. I do get a little bit of wind when I'm connected to spirit. So I apologise that I'm burping a lot, but it's what happens when they step closer. The closer they get to me, the more I sometimes have a little bit of gas, as the expression goes. So anyway, yes, you're definitely moving. They've given me September. I know that seems to be quite a way, but they're telling me that the move will happen before then, but you'll be settled by September. Because it feels like the move will is going to take a little while to actually process, but you'll be settled by September, they're giving me. And in fact, they're telling me about that's when then you'll know that you're home. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is what they're telling me. It feels like the move is, it feels like you're going back to somewhere or you want to go back to somewhere. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because they're telling me that you will go back and then, again, as we get to September, that's when you'll know you're home. Okay, and then when you'll actually be settled into wherever you're going. All right. It's going to be warmer, isn't it? I'm getting lots of sunshine.
Does that make
sense to you?
It has to be warmer than this place.
Yeah. Yes. They're giving me the sunshine. You're moving to the sunshine and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. I want to say, do you understand, I don't know who's giving me, does somebody have lots of pots that look like plant pots? Do you understand that?
My grandfather was into gardening.
Okay. And did he have lots of like plant pots and things in pots as well?
My mother did. My mother.
Your
had
mother
that.
Did. Oh, right. Okay. Because this is what I'm asking for bits of evidence for you, and they're saying there's somebody in spirit that had loads of pots in their garden or around their home somewhere. Okay. Flowers are really important as well. I'm being told, especially. I want to say this is from Mum, and she's telling me that about flowers. You need to have flowers around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
She's telling me you don't have any at the moment, though, do you?
No, I don't.
No. No, she's telling me she wants you to get some flowers in your home because that lifts the energy of the home. She's telling me it feels like the energy's a bit flat where you are at the moment. Would you understand that? She's talking about in the home.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yes. So she wants it lifted. She's telling you to get some flowers and bring and lighten up the energy in the home, and flowers will help you with that. Because when you see flowers, she's telling me that you like yellow, please. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, she's talking about yellow. She's saying have that yellow around you so that it lightens your mood. She's telling me that you've been a bit depressed now, especially over the last 3 months. She's telling me that you keep going down. Do you understand this?
Yes. I do.
Okay,
yes.
And she's talking about bringing the yellow in because that really brightens you up, and when you see yellow, it gives you an instant lift almost. So she wants you to bring flowers in, especially some yellow ones. Okay, so you need to go shopping and buy some flowers. She's laughing her head off. She's talking about fake ones. Do you understand fake flowers? Why is she laughing about fake flowers? Do you understand that?
Because she knows I don't take care of plants and flowers that well.
Okay, maybe that's why she's laughing then, because she's sort of, I'm seeing fake flowers. So even if you have to go and buy fake flowers, but yellow ones, and make the room brighter, especially where you sleep, she's talking about also, because she's telling me you don't like your bedroom, do you?
No, not really, no.
No, she's talking about, okay, so lift the energy in there as well so that you rest properly, because she's telling me that your sleep, especially over the last 3 months I know of, but she's taking me back 6 months, has been really disrupted. So she wants you to...
Yes, it has.
Yeah, she's talking about making sure that you sleep and rest well. She's talking about there's a fight going on. Do you understand a fight going on, please?
Yes, Yes.
Okay, she's talking about that will be resolved, but you need to give somebody a push. She's also saying don't take no for an answer. She's telling me
okay.
that you've been allowing somebody to say no. You know, you've got to stop that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you need to stand up now. She's giving me a thing that I've been doing for the last few months with some of the people that come to my development circles, where she's talking about you need to say, this is going to sound ridiculous, Dee, but I have to say it. So you need to stand in front of a mirror. You need to hold yourself properly, you know, shoulders back, head up, and say who you are. So you'd say, I am, and then your name. All right?
Okay.
And feel it. Feel it from the inside of you. And and she's telling me that this will give you an amazing boost because it will bring you back to who you are. She's telling me that she loves your laugh, but you haven't laughed for nearly 2 years, not properly. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she loves your laugh and she wants you to laugh. And doing this I am thing in front of the mirror, again, with purpose, Dee, will bring you back to you. And then she's talking about then you will then come back into the person that you are. You've been a bit lost, she's telling me. And she's not sad or anything, but she is telling me that she's trying to give you some guidance now into so that you can walk forward. It's all about walking forward. She's also talking about you need to keep somebody at arm's length away from you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's saying, yeah, the more you can keep them away from you, the better everything will be. Absolutely, keep them
at
arm's length. Yeah. Well, this is the I am thing will help you because it will give you that boost, and then when this person interacts with you, they will see that you're not going to take any rubbish. Okay. And again, it's it really brings you back into you. You need to be doing it at least every day, if not every other day. Just to reaffirm who you are, Dee, and then honestly, everything will change in your life, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You'll feel it. She's telling me that you'll feel it. Excuse me, you said father's in spirit because I've got a gentleman that's just stepped forward really close as well. Okay,
yes.
Excuse me. Bless him. He's talking about you have a backbone that is solid. Remember that.
Okay.
Do you understand this? He's talking about, he's saying that you've been through some stuff, Dee, and without your backbone, you wouldn't have got through it. Does that make sense to you?
That's absolutely true, yes.
Yeah, and he wants you to remember that you have that backbone, and it is still solid. Both of them are around you a lot, okay, and they're trying to make sure that everything is okay. Do you have a brother, please?
I'm not sure because I was adopted.
Okay, because I just got something about... Well, is it an adoptive brother or a stepbrother or something like that?
I was raised as an only child.
Okay, I don't know what they're talking about then. Okay, I just get the word brother. So I just have to give you that. If you don't understand it, I just have to give you the word brother because that's all I keep getting is brother. Okay, so
well, I don't know if I have any brothers or sisters. I might.
Yeah, okay. Again, I'm not... I just ask you to hold on to that for now, okay? Something will happen. Something will happen with a brother or something, or there was something about a brother somewhere as you're stepping forward, all right? So I hope that helps and you understand everything that they were trying to tell you. Get the flowers, even though they're plastic ones. I've got laughter, so much laughter with these plastic flowers with your mum. She's cracking up. So they're very proud of you, Dee. You must remember that you are a proud person, but don't let pride, you know, make you fall over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Do the I am, come back to who you are, start laughing because your mum wants you to laugh. She loves your laughter.
Yes.
Okay? She's also saying thank you for the help, please. Do you understand this? She wants to say thank you for the help before she goes.
Yes.
Do you understand that? Yeah. Okay, and she's talking about holding her hand as well, please. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, she's saying thank you very much. Dad's also stepped forward and he's talking about the words that were written, please. Do you understand that?
I just received some of his old letters and stuff that he wrote.
Yeah, he's talking about words that were written and he's talking about reading those and using them. words there that can be used, okay, as you go forward.
Okay.
Okay. Why are they talking about being Christian, please?
Oh, that's funny. I was born a Christian and my adoptive parents are Jewish.
Okay. That's what they're talking about. They said, yeah, she's still Christian. Does that mean? That's what I have to say to you. Okay. And they're talking about, you know, our subject today is about passing it forward and helping others. Okay.
Yes.
You've passed it forward enough. It's now time to take some for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Cool. I'm going to leave there, love, with you. And I hope that helps. But again, push
Thank
where
you
need
so
to push.
Much.
All right? And don't take no for an answer. All right, Dee?
I won't. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, and I hope that helps. All right.
It did. It did a lot.
Thank you. Take care.
Blessings.
So,
ooh, well done, Mr. Marriott.
Thank you. My stomach was churning and all sorts with that one.
Oh, gosh.
So they're still around, but they're just backing off now, so it's all cool. Right, so how has somebody helped you by passing it forward, Sue? Apart from today, obviously, in the past. Who's passed it forward for you?
Who's passed it forward for me? I've gone through some very, very big learning lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, you know, when somebody is, you can pass forward to other people through bad experiences that you've had yourself.
Mm, absolutely.
Okay. So a bad experience that I had with, I shan't go into names, but a specific person, it seriously made me look at the way that I look at things and how I can pass on things to other people and help them on their journey, you know? So I tend to sort of look at things, you know, the quote that where there's a negative, there's always a positive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I try to keep that in mind. So whenever anything happens that, you know, is maybe not so nice or, you know, has come out from nowhere, sort of knocks you off your feet, you know, you can sort of look at the positive side of it and try and manifest that. And that's where I try to get other people to. Funnily enough, yesterday I had a friend of mine come. He used to come to one of my circles and he said that he's giving spirit a miss. And I said, I don't see how you can do that, because if they're with you, they're with you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think.
Yeah. Anyway, he's talking about, I know this sounds really weird, but he's talking about a little manifestation that has been taking place.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, do you know where this manifestation's come from? No, I don't. Okay. And I said, well, in all honesty, I actually think it's your fears. And he sort of looked at me and he said, but I don't fear anything. I said, you know, you can come across with this big, brave, bravado, you know, thing, but we all have fears.
Yeah.
And this is a fear that is coming forward for you, whether you've acknowledged it or not. So you need to sit down and work out what this fear is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, when he came in, he looked really, really confused. When he went out, he was a lot more brighter and I think a little bit more positive. And because we talked in depth about it.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like passing on information.
Cool.
To help the people. So hopefully he will understand what I was trying to give him, so that he will be able to help other people in the future as well.
Excellent. See? Mm. Cool. Passing it forward. That's what we like. So, we've got Sharon on the phone line next from Ohio. Should we go to her, and then we'll have another song, and then we'll get to the rest of the phone callers? There's quite a few on the line, so we need to get through quite a few. Okay. So let's do Sharon, and then, well, I say that wrongly, terribly sorry. Let's go to the phone line where Sharon is waiting. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Wayne. How are you, both of you two? Hello.
Hello. Sorry. I was coughing then. Terribly sorry, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
Good. That's what we like. Keep positive, and the positive will come back straight at you.
I know. So, keep telling me that, please.
Yes. No. How can we help you today?
You know, oh boy, I'm waiting for some news, and I was just wondering if I'm going to be hearing some good news soon.
Well, I know, yes. So what are you going? Someone just shouted yes at me. So
you go for it then. I'll tell you what I do have. I do have a baby that's coming in around you.
I did have a miscarriage.
Okay. I'll leave it to you, Wayne.
Well, okay. See, and I'm like, I'm just thinking, oh, cool. See, I got lost there a bit. Sharon, hang on
a
second.
That was like 20 years ago, by the way. Just to let you know. I just want to let you know.
Sorry for coughing. I'm trouble finding mute there to cough. Terribly sorry about that, Sharon. Right, so.
That's okay.
Sue's got a baby, and she's going to be talking to the baby, and she'll come forward with whatever the baby's going to be saying in a second. Right, Sharon.
Wow.
So, let's see. I've got a gentleman stepping forward on father's side. He's standing. He's not standing where the father position would be. He's standing like one step away. You've got an uncle or a great uncle in spirit, please.
Yes. My uncle. Mm-hmm.
Your uncle. Cool. Okay. Your uncle's here. Was he quite a slim man? He's showing himself as a slim man.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
He was so close to them. My grandfather and my grandmother. That's why he was part of the family. I mean, yes, it's him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's here, and he's telling me, and I'm just seeing fireworks going off, and I'm seeing, you know, like the party poppers that you get at parties and things like that? I'm seeing all of that around you. I want to say, as we're coming through next month, so that's not far away, it's only February, so it's only in a couple of weeks, and I'm seeing all of these fireworks and, again, these party poppers going off. He's showing me those, and he's telling me that this is when things are really going to start moving forward and kicking off for you. There's somebody that you need to kick to the curb. Do you understand that?
You're so funny. You know, I think I'm at peace with that now. Something happened to me last January, and I still haven't been able to find a job since then, the right one. And
okay.
I was just betrayed, but I have been looking for work all year, and I've been contracting. I just can't find the right one, and I did not think I would still be here in January of 2015 in the same spot.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean. You don't need to worry. Honestly, you don't need to worry. Things are really going to start moving forward for you next month. And it's making me go all goose pimply at the moment because it's that much excitement and fun
oh,
and everything. She's
you know,
exactly what's going to happen for you.
At this moment, I'm waiting. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. At this
no,
moment, I'm waiting on four jobs. I had interviews with. I have another one Wednesday. They're all great jobs. Something's got to come through.
It's the third one.
What's
the third interview? That's the one you want, isn't it?
The first one and the third one are the two that, yes, those are the two
that
I would really,
one.
Really like.
It's the third one. I'm being told the third one. The third one is the one where you're going. You're waiting for a letter, aren't you?
A letter or an email, yes. Yes.
It's
email for one of us now.
You said letter, but I have to. So you may get an email and then maybe get confirmation in actual writing. But I want to say that there's the third one. They're giving me the third one. So it's the third interview that you went for. And they're telling me this is the one that you want. This is the one that you're going to get. Is there a move connected with that one as well, please?
My gosh. I mean, I own my home. I can't even imagine if I would move. I don't...
It may not be a physical move in home, but it might be it's a move where work's concerned. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
would you be
that
moving
would make
forward
sense.
With, yeah, that's what it. Yeah, it's talking about a move with work, but not necessarily a move with your home. So that's what it's talking about, and it's going to be.
I'm really okay, Wayne. I promise.
Yeah, no. It's going to be absolutely amazing for you, Sharon. Oh, again, he's giving me this warning about kicking somebody to the curb. And I want to say letting go of somebody from the past, please, because you've still got them around.
I was going to say it's not going to happen because I'm not going to contact. I'll never kick into the curb. It's not going to happen. I mean, I would never contact him. Don't even worry about that.
That's all right. But
I know.
His energy's still there.
I mean,
his energy's still there. You need to get rid of it.
I know. It's so hard. I know this is hard for you to understand, but it's been so long. If I was in a career right now, a job, I wouldn't be thinking about it. But does that make sense? I know it's.
Yeah,
I know,
I understand exactly what you mean. You need to call in Archangel Michael and help him just to cut that tie.
I've tried. Help. I've burned letters. I burned my marketing picture with
again,
him. I did everything. It's not working. I know.
It will once you start getting into that positive
Our
mind.
Our business cards, I
honestly,
burned
will.
Everything. I have tried, I have prayed, I have meditated. Go on. Sorry, Wayne, go
it
on.
It will. No, that's absolutely fine, Sharon. It's all cool. As soon as your mindset turns positive, that's when you call in Archangel Michael. Don't do it in a negative way. You've been doing it in a negative way, he's telling me. You've done it with anger, so you haven't necessarily released the anger.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean? So he's talking about when you turn your mind positive, that's when then you call in Archangel Michael and then get him to cut that cord. And then you'll then free yourself up, all right? And it will be absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, next month, things are really going to kick off for you. It's going to be fantastic, absolutely fantastic. He's talking about changes around the home, please. You need to make changes around the home.
How about burn sage just to get rid of all this black cloudiness? I know.
Yeah. You need to redecorate.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, that's a good idea. I have to get a job first. But yes, I could do that.
Yeah, he's talking about it. It's all going to be happening, absolutely happening. Do you have a porch?
I do have a porch.
About?
I do.
Yeah. Does that need tidying up? Sorry, Sharon. Does that need tidying up, Sharon?
It does. Yeah, like a bright orange rug or something. Yes, something. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I could put
yes. Yeah, talking about that, please. Yeah, get that sorted. Get that done as well. So that, again, as you enter and as you leave, you've got this nice, fresh feeling around you, and it will help you amazingly. So whatever you need to do now, or what you can do now, do something to the porch so that it's bright and fresh, so that you've got that feeling as you leave and as you enter your home. Okay? And that will help you amazingly well. Yeah, but the job front is going to be the third one, and again I've got fireworks going off and party poppers. It's just going to be fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Who's Bob, please? Do you understand a Bob?
Oh my gosh, that's one of the people. That's so funny. I interviewed with someone named Bob.
Okay, because I'm just being told to tell you Bob. I just asked for some evidence and they said yeah, it's Bob. Tell her Bob. So yeah, it's going to be good, very very good. All right, Sharon. I hope that helps. I'm not getting much else. I don't know if Sue's still with the baby, with your baby. Sue, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting anything with that little baby that came round with you?
Thank you, Wayne.
No problem at all, Sharon.
No, I've got to say I haven't got anything coming through other than the fact that I've got a gentleman that is stepping forward who I would like to say is a young man, okay? And I do feel that this young man was connected to you in spirit. I want to say to you that I do feel that this young man could possibly be the child that you lost.
Yes, it was supposed to be a boy.
Thank you. Okay.
This was in my 20s. Okay, but go on, yes.
Yes, he's grown. He's grown. All right. He's telling me that it wasn't his time to be here at that time. It wasn't time for him to be here. All right. But he has been with you and he has walked with you as well. All right. I do want to say to you, Sharon, that I do feel that there is actually a child that is going to be coming in from... I don't know whether it is daughter or I don't know. That he's just putting a child in my hand and I've got to bring it forward. So I know that there will be a child that is coming into the family.
Okay.
So that's
always wonderful.
Okay. Where does the month of April come in as well, please? The month of April. That's either a birthday passing or an anniversary.
I'm trying to think because there's no birthdays in April in my family at all.
Okay. On either a partner's side?
I'm trying to think. They're all May, September, January, and June. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll leave that with you. Maybe you're going to get the news in April.
Okay.
Maybe that's...
Oh, that I see with the baby or what have you.
Yeah. Okay. Because I want to say to you that I think that this child is going to be coming in next year, in 2016. That's when it will be coming in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, sweet, I've just got a lot of love for you. And
thank you.
Yes, I have a lot of love for you. And don't worry, because things are going to turn around. They will be turning around. All right?
Okay. Thank you, both of you.
Yeah, no problem at all, Sharon. We both hope that that helps.
Yeah.
It did a great deal. Listen, have a wonderful day, okay?
And you. Take care, my love.
And you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, we're going to go to another song. And then we're going to Area 918. They're the next people on the line. So, now, do you want a bit of Roberta Flack, a bit of ZZ Top, or some Queen, Sue? What do you fancy?
I don't fancy ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, cool.
No.
Oh, you don't want ZZ Top. I love ZZ Top. Give me all your loving. That one. I love it. Cheers.
No. Let's have Queen.
Bit of Queen. Okay. So, yes. This is Queen and Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Good time.
So Queen with Don't Stop Me Now. Love that song. Singing again, I was glad that nobody could hear me. So anyway, we're back and we're going straight to the phone lines. Now, I don't know who this is. I just know that it's area 918.
Give me a call about 4:30.
Hello.
All right. Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No,
they're not there.
No, they've dropped the call. Right, we're going to go to a Skype call then. Maybe they didn't. It was there for a second, and someone was talking about giving me a call at 4:30. Was that you?
No, yeah, I was talking to my daughter, sorry.
Oh, right, okay. So we're going to go straight to, I believe this is a Skype call, because it's 111. We'll go straight to them.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How
thank
are you?
Thank you. I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Good. What's your name and where are you from?
I am in New Mexico. My name is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia, in New Mexico.
Hello.
So, is it nice and sunny? Is the sun just starting to come up?
Yes, it is today. It's still cold, but the sun is out.
Excellent. So, I like it when it's sunny. The sun's just going down here, so I don't have sun in my eyes now because it's just going down behind a house, so, and it's just about to go down and we're having a lovely sunset, so, which
oh,
is quite
beautiful.
Cool. So, how are you and what can we do to help you today, Patricia?
Well, I would like to connect with someone who would like to connect with me. And
okay. do you have any specific questions or are you just happy to receive whatever they want to tell you?
I am happy to receive whatever they're going to tell me.
Okay.
There's just a lot of things going on. And
okay.
I think there are positive things coming.
Yeah, there's definitely positive stuff coming. So, Sue, are you picking up anyone for Patricia down in...
I know what I am. Well, I'm picking up something.
Ooh.
Okay. And I am actually picking up a commitment ring.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. That's new.
Yeah. Cool. I'll leave you to that for a second then.
I am being given a ring, okay? I want to say to you, sweetie, that I do have a gentleman that is stepping forward here. And as he comes forward, I know that he's very much on a father-grandfather level, okay? I want to say to you that I feel that Dad is still here. Is Dad still alive, yes?
Yes, my father is still alive, yes.
Wonderful, okay. So I know that I do have a grandfather that is stepping forward. Right. Okay. As he comes forward, he's telling me that there's very much big changes that's taking place around you. Okay. I want to say to you that I feel that there's either an anniversary, a birthday anniversary, or an anniversary of sorts that has either just come in or is coming in. Would you
all
understand
right.
that, please? It's going to be a very big anniversary cake here. I want to say it's either a birthday, passing, or a wedding anniversary.
Well, my birthday is Saturday.
That's the anniversary, sweet.
That would be
okay.
My birthday, yes, the 24th.
Right. Okay. I want to say to you that it's either a significant birthday, as in, you know, either a 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, that type of birthday, okay? If it's not yours, which is either a 30 or 20, 30, 40, then I know that there is another significant birthday that will be taking place during the year. So he's given me a zero here, so I know that it's definitely a zero birthday, as in 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay? You understand?
That I don't know, but because I'm going to be 52, so that's not me.
Okay. You really don't sound 52.
Oh, thank you.
No, you don't.
Well,
you really
know, my dad, My dad just turned 90. That could be him.
Oh, bless. Okay, thank you. Birthday. Yes, all right.
That was back in November.
Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept that because he's talking about significant birthday. Right.
Okay, right.
I want to say to you, Spate, where does the divorce separation come in that's connected or linked to you?
Divorce, that happened 2 years ago with me.
Right, okay. I want to say to you that I feel that there's been like a new lease of life for you.
Yes.
Well, I am going to say to you that they are actually giving me another commitment ring that's coming in around you. So I know that there is going to be either somebody that is around you now or somebody that is coming in that will be offering a commitment to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Very well.
Okay. I want to say to you as well that I feel around a work area there is going to be more responsibility that's going to be coming in around you. And I also want to say as well, I feel as if there is going to be either a move that's going to be taking place or there's very much a decluttering that is going on. The reason why I'm saying this is because he's putting boxes around you, lovely. So whether you have decided to move on or are actually clearing out a lot of stuff that's been around you for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, my ex's stuff is still in my house. I've allowed him to keep his stuff here until he gets settled in his house, and I'm sure he's going to be moving his stuff out soon. But,
okay.
You know, if there's a move for me, I'll be happy.
Mm. Okay. Well, I feel that he will be moving his stuff out because there will be a case of him having to, okay? So I really do feel that there is going to be a move that's going to be coming up for you. I want to say to you that I feel that there's a new door that's opening for you, new opportunities that are going to be coming in, and I know it's totally a new start for you as well. One other thing that I want to say is that I feel that there's also a rift that's going on around you. There's either somebody that's very close to you that's not speaking at the moment or has distanced you from them.
You said a risk?
A rift, yes.
Oh, a rift. That could be. I've distanced myself from my family because of toxic negativities, and I've had to clear myself and heal myself of toxic relationships. And so
right.
I've distanced myself to clear myself and heal myself.
That
because
is
they're
good.
They're no longer serving my highest good, so I had to do that.
That is so good, sweet. And I also want to say to you as well that you are very connected to spirit too.
Yes.
But what I do want to say to you is that you need to be using your intuition a little bit more. Okay? Just use it a little bit more. Listen to it a bit more. Okay? And hold on to what's being given to you. All right?
Oh, yes. I write it down. I get messages in my dreams and I write
Wonderful.
Them down. I listen.
Okay, that's wonderful. There is love that's coming to you from the other side, lovely, and I want to say to you that I feel that this year is going to be very good for you.
Oh, beautiful. That's what I want to hear. It's been really tough for me. But with this responsibility with work, I've been responsible for a lot of things all my life, and I'm kind of wanting to just chill out and have peace and harmony, and I'm hoping that this responsibility won't drag me down because I've been dragged down.
I don't feel it will, sweetie. I do feel that whatever is coming in around you, you're more than capable of dealing with, more than capable, all right? And it will mean a little bit more finance that comes in around you as well. In fact, I'd even go to say that it's very much a you know, you can designate something to somebody else and just look over, you know.
Okay.
Instead of you being up to your neck in, I've got to do this, this and this, you can actually pass it off to somebody else, because that's the position that you will actually be put in.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because right now it's like I'm like so busy, I don't even have weekends off, and I don't even have time to date. I am, you know, so I need time for that.
Yeah, you do. And I really do feel it's coming to you. I really do feel it's coming to you, all right?
Beautiful.
So put it out there as well. Just put it out there, and it will really come to you, believe me. Okay,
well,
so.
Fabulous.
Oh, I'll leave their luck with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you for your call. I hope that helps. Sue is an amazing lady. And she's very good at what she does. So, right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Patricia. You take care now. So, we've got about 15 minutes left of the show. So, we are going to have to be a little bit quicker with some of the people. Bless them. So, sorry if this is going to sound short or anything, but we just need to connect, give you the answers that you need, and then move on, because we've still got quite a few people on the phone lines. Hopefully, we'll be able to get through as many as we can. So, Sue, you ready to do some quick stuff?
I will try.
Cool. So will I. Right. So, apologies if we sound blunt and quite quick with this, but we're going to go to area 214. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're very well. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. My name is Elise.
Elise. Hello, Elise. And whereabouts are you, Elise?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Whereabouts are you?
Oh, I am in Texas.
Texas. Cool.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, I only know Dallas, the program, where Texas is concerned. Sorry about that. So anyway, and I know everything's big in Texas. That's what, I just know everything's big in Texas, but I've not been there yet. So, but Sue and I are planning an American tour soon. So we never know. We might end up in Texas. That'd be cool.
You'll love it.
Good. How can we help you today, Lise?
I was calling to see if there's anything, anyone stepping up for me as well, maybe spirits or so. I've got a lot of things going on as well, so I just figured I'd just go ahead and let the spirits decide for me.
Right. As I'm talking to you, I've got a lady stepping forward. I've also got a gentleman stepping forward, both of them on mother's side. I've also got a lady stepping forward on father's side as well. Would you understand people in spirit on both sides? Yeah, okay. Would you understand one of them, not necessarily going over with a head problem, but would have had something not quite right with them, with their head, before they passed over, please?
I never knew my grandfather.
Okay. Do you know if there was? Yeah.
But my father, who passed away, they said it was something that had to do with shortness of breath.
Okay. Yeah. No, this is definitely somebody else then. I feel that this is the person that's on mum's side. I don't know if they had like headaches or something like that, or something wasn't quite right, or there might have been a bit of dementia or senility coming in just before they passed. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
cool. All right, okay. They're talking about, again, changes that you want to happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, they're talking about this three things that you want to change at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, they are talking about, make sure that you prioritize correctly, but they're talking about, sorry, I have to say this, you need to get up off the sofa and do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, sorry, that sounds really rude, but I have to say it as they're telling you, okay? They're talking about you needing to walk out your front door and scream. Does that make sense to you? they're saying about walking out your front door and screaming. It's just about releasing the energy and just allowing things to come out of you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, and they're saying, again, don't worry about the people walking past or if there's anyone around. Just get out there and scream, you know, at the top of your lungs and just allow some of that energy to come out, because that then will give you this massive boost and this massive energy boost that you need to get things sorted. They're talking about, are you having headaches also at the moment, or is it just that things are constantly whirring around in your mind? Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I know it sounds funny and odd, but I have to tell you what they're telling me. Get out and scream. Absolutely, get out there and scream. I was talking to a lady earlier on, and I was told to tell her to not take no for an answer. They're telling me that you keep taking no and don't know as an answer at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. You need to stop that. You need to bring yourself back to who you are. And stop allowing, I want to say, two people to keep putting you down. Does this make sense to you?
Okay, it does make sense to me, definitely.
Yeah, you need to stop them putting you down. Know your own worth. You're an amazing lady, these people are telling me from Spirit. And again, this is from both sides, from father's side and from mother's side. They're telling me that you're an amazing lady and that you have an amazing thought about things, and the way that you conduct yourself is absolutely fantastic. They are talking about you being a lady. You like to be a lady and do things, but they're also talking about sometimes you need to get into that male perspective and really start pushing forward. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that you have a dogged determination. Does that make sense?
Hey, I'm sorry, say that again.
They're telling me that you have or have had a dogged determination to get what you want when you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it definitely does. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about.
I'm confident with myself.
Yeah, but they're talking about getting back into that, energy where you have this dogged determination to achieve whatever it is that you want. Because everything that you want now is just there waiting for you, and all you need to do is step forward. Absolutely step forward. I know that sounds terrible, you know, me saying about you getting off the couch, getting off the sofa and just doing it. But that's telling me, they're telling me that it's all there just waiting. You just need to open the door, scream, get your energy up, and everything will change for you. And you will achieve.
Oh, wow.
In fact, there's four things that you want, but three of them are quite major, they're telling me. Those three major things that you want, you will achieve as soon as you open the door and scream. Your whole energy will change and everything will be fantastic for you. They're not giving them to me. They're just telling me that there's three major and one minor thing that you want to change as you're going forward. I do know that they're talking about a move. I also know that they're talking about work. I also know they're talking about a person as well, that there's changes need to be made where a person is concerned. Do you understand that?
Okay, because I've been trying to get pregnant for about 3 years now. That might be one of the changes, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if that's one of the major ones.
Yeah, one of the major ones is to do with that, and I am being told that there's some help that will be given there.
Okay.
I'm being told help will be given there. They are talking about, you know, you don't need to worry. The more you stress about that, the more that it doesn't happen. So
deal with
whatever you need to deal with. But honestly, it's about releasing that energy and getting yourself up and out there. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. I hope that helps. Sorry, it's a bit short and quick, but we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes left of the show, so we need to move on to the next caller. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. No problem. You take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Cool. Sue.
Yes.
So, let's go to the next caller, shall we, straight away?
Okay.
We've only got 7 minutes left, I think. Cool. So, area 917. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. How are you? You sound lovely and bright and bubbly.
I'm excited. Thank you for having your show today.
No problem at all. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tina and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, cool. My friend visits New Jersey all the time, and she does a marathon.
Oh.
She does the New York and the Boston marathons, and she's got family in New Jersey, so that's where she stays. And she's coming out.
I love to talk to people from the UK. It's like you guys are just so eloquent with your speech. It amazes me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you make me want to get off the phone and talk like that. But
no, that's cool. So, how can we help you today?
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, how can we help you today?
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Robert.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Sue, are you picking up anything about Robert and her amazing boyfriend?
I'm not actually, no, not at the moment.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to...
You're going to what, love? Are you okay? Sorry. What was your name again, caller? Sorry.
Tina.
Tina, right, Tina. So you've got an amazing boyfriend called Robert.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but there's a bit of doubt there, isn't there, Tina?
No, I just want things to move a little faster.
Yeah, maybe this is where the doubt is coming in, because it's like, oh, what's going to happen, what's going to happen? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm being told to tell you not to worry. I'm being told to tell you that things are going to move forward. I am being told that things are going to be happening and changes that will be made from May to June. So I do know that that time is going to be a very good time for you. I'm not being told too much about your partner, Robert, because this is more about you than it is about anybody else. I am being told that you need to make sure you know who you are within the relationship. And I'm being told that you need to make sure that your needs and your thoughts are taken care of. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this is what they're telling me. You just need to make sure that you are thought of properly, taken care of properly. And I do know that, again, you need to be standing up and sometimes you need to do a little pushing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, don't be afraid to do that. Absolutely, don't be afraid to do that. I am being told, okay, obviously don't push too hard, because sometimes if you push a man, he'll run the other way. So,
yeah.
Just, you know, yeah. So, hinting's not working either, is it? Not, is it?
He's a unique individual.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, just be yourself. Make sure that everything that you do is right for you. And they're telling me that your life is going to be amazing. Again, May and June, I've got lots of changes happening with you, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You want to get
Great.
Married in July, don't you? Do you want to get married in July?
Yes, the 7th, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think it will be this year. I think it will possibly be July next year. But I want to say plans will be made. And I am seeing you as a bride in July.
Yes, I wrote that down. Oh, my God, that is so amazing. Thank you, Spirit.
Okay, no problem at all. I hope that helps. Sorry it's a bit short, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. But definitely things are going to be happening for you, and it's going to be fantastic. Stop worrying.
Oh, okay.
Stop worrying.
Oh,
just
okay.
Push a little bit, but not too hard. All right, my love?
Oh, yes, okay. And your show is every Monday at this time?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And how do we...
Okay.
How do we reach you outside of this?
Okay, through Facebook. My name's Wayne Marriott on Facebook, or the
okay.
Open Circle on Facebook. And Sue is Sue Breen, or the Clairvoyant Medium. Okay, and then you'll find links to us on our Facebook pages, to our websites as well. All right, my love.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Tina. Take care, my love. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Cool. So we've got 2 minutes left. Now, we've got one more caller on the line. Can we do him in 2 minutes, Sue? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Area 856. Ooh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Literally 2 minutes left. I'm so sorry that we've only got a short time with you. Did you say your name is Laura?
Yes, hi.
And where are you, Laura?
So, I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey again. Get in. So, how can we help you?
Okay, so today I have a phone interview scheduled for a permanent position, and then I have an in-person interview scheduled Wednesday for a 2-year contract. And I was wondering if you could tell me whether I'll get either one of these and which is the best for that, my highest good.
Sue, are you picking up anything? Which one would be better for this lady?
Second one.
The second one, the two-year contract.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. So we're both on the same wavelength. So go for the two-year one.
Are you saying why that would be the better choice?
It will stabilize you for the next 2 years, and in those 2 years, then the changes that you want to make in your life, you'll be able to do because you've got that two-year contract.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you.
Sorry, that's really quick, isn't it? Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Go for the two-year contract, and you'll be absolutely set for life. Because I want to say, when that 2 years is finished, there's going to be major changes in your life, and it's going to be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You want babies, don't you?
Well, I'm too old for that now.
Well, I'm being given babies around you, so I have to give you babies around you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right. You take care, my love.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Sue, we've got 25 seconds left and we're done.
I think it's just time to say thank you very much for being with us today. Look forward to being with you next week.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you all very much for your telephone calls. We didn't get much in the chat room at all today. No questions at all about the chat. We do have a chat room, so it's all good. So, yes. Thank you all very much for listening. Take care.
Bye for now.
We're done.